Before we start, I would like to clarify that this is not one of those stop bullying assemblies that we have at school. I'm going to the things that they never told us. Hi, my name is Molly Spangler. And I'm going to talk about what happens to the human body during bullying and the different types of bullying. Many of the causes of mental disabilities, such as anxiety and depression, are sometimes caused by bullying. Previous studies have found a link between bullying and a higher risk of mental health problems during childhood, such as low self-esteem, poor school performance, depression, and increased risk for suicide. But less is known about the long-term psychological health of adults who, as children, were the victims of bullying. It is noted that as many as 3 teens in 10 are affected by bullying, some almost daily. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, says bullying affects 20% of high school students, and that's only face-to-face. Cyberbullying affects 16% of these students, 33% of students ages 12 to 18 who reported bullying at school, 27% of students ages 12 to 18 reported cyberbullying, indicating that they were bullied at least once or twice a month. Middle schools reported the highest rate of bullying, which is 25%, at least once a week. Surprisingly, there is proof by European researchers that teens who are bullied suffer from shrinkage in the brain. Scientists are unsure if the shrinkage is permanent or reversible. A study on children by the ages of 14 and 19 who were chronically bullied. When scanning the 19-year-olds, the team found that two major key parts of the brain had shrunk. The two affected regions of the brain that are affected, known as the caduate and the putamen, are involved in regulation of motivation, attention, and emotional processing. However, the researchers only found an association between bullying and brain changes. Amazingly, the victims aren't the only ones who need help. The bully could possibly risk a child for abuse, antisocial behavior, substance abuse, and they are less likely to be employed. It is proven that kids that are bullied have a high risk of suicide, suicidal thoughts, and suicidal actions. Another type of bullying is cyberbullying. This is an act of mental harm towards another person through the internet. Most of the time, the victim does not know who the person is on the other side of the message or comment. One of the most popular apps for cyberbullying is Snapchat. It is popular because just after a few seconds, the message deletes itself and you never see it again, but the damage to a victim could stay forever. But you may be asking, how can I prevent these acts? You need to tell a trusted teacher or an adult. You could stick up for them, or try to get close to them and tell them that the bullies are honestly just jealous. It is understood that bullying can make you really upset at times, but it is good for your friends to help you through the hard times, and they can also show you how much they really care about you. My friends have learned that bullies are just mean people in general, but it all depends on how you react. They have learned not to let the opinions of other people get to them simply by not caring about them, or anything that they think about saying. Personally, I have been surrounded by bullies constantly throughout my life, and will run into more, as will you. You are always going to deal with people who are mean and who are bullies. You just need to learn how to prevent it and to ignore the snarky comments. Here are some steps to take when you or your friend is being bullied. Number 1. Listen to what your friend has to say. You need to be a good listener and think to yourself, what can I do to be helpful? Number 2. If you are personally bullied, try not to personalize what is happening to you, what is happening to your friend. Each case of bullying is unique. Step 3. As tempting as it is, don't retaliate against the bully. Do not take matters into your own hands. It might just make it worse. Number 4. Find a teacher or an adult that can responsibly help you and your friend. Step 5. Try to see if you can get your friend any help if they were mentally bullied. Step 6. Take your friend's side. You need to let them know that it is not their fault and that there is no excuse for what has happened to them. Step 7. Surround them with supportive family and other friends. Step 8. Help your friend name and tell themselves what's happening to them. It's empowering to be able to know what is happening to them. Step 9. Find something your friend is really good at doing. If you can find your friend something really good that they can do, it's very empowering and it makes them feel good about themselves. So choose sports, or maybe if they're good at singing, tell them that and they can practice it and focus on that, on what they're good at, instead of this cruel act.